What does the term common mean? Is that a good term or a bad term?
Well, I don't know.
A lot of times people...
I think just common is just something that's not bad, it's not good.
It's
something common.
Yeah, right.
The Bible says they had all things common.
Yeah.
Maybe he just went down there and ran the store during the day.
He stays every day till about 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, this won't take very long. I hate to have to come back again like this.
Well,
where y'all,
right.
Where y'all
look, sitting. Worry us if we can. If the question's no harder than what last night, maybe we can ask them.
Well, they don't get
in somewhere or other.
Let me see. If you were talking about a person who... say a young person that's running around all the time, I mean, not a baby, but a younger person who's real active and moving around all the time, you might say, well, he's quite
active.
Okay. If you didn't feel quite sure about something, if you were a little bit uneasy about something, you might say, well, I don't know, I feel just a little bit...
uneasy.
Okay.
Worried.
If you didn't want to go in somewhere because you were frightened of it or something, you might say, I don't want to go in there, I'm
afraid.
Okay. Let me see. If a person was afraid, is not afraid now, but once was, you say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Okay. Or if she is afraid now and she wasn't before, you say, well, she's afraid now, but she...
used to be afraid.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to hear these recordings sometimes. Just see what a mess I made talking.
Well, you don't. I'll tell you what. You don't sound anything like yourself when you hear yourself on a recording. That's
no,
the,
no, you sure don't.
You sure don't.
When you talk, that part of what you hear when you hear your voice is going is what you hear running through the bones of your skull. That you hear this vibration too, so that. When you hear your voice without the vibration of the bones, when you hear it coming from somewhere else, it sounds different.
Oh, I remember one time, Ralph Myers, a preacher, and a teacher too. He taught school at Morris Hill, and I had two boys born out there. And he come home with them several times, you know. He enjoyed being with them, they did him. He had a tape recorder. And one time he dropped over the path. We lived right down here in the second house, third house from that house over there, on the other side of the street. And me and my daughter was washing dishes. All we did was jabbering about, you know, and talking. We never thought about it. And he'd slip this thing right under the door.
Oh.
And got everywhere he said, and after we went in there, well, he went to play. Well, we was listening, you know. And I looked at Bueller. I said, Bueller? I said, that's what we was talking about, folks. It didn't sound like us, but I said, that's what
we sure don't sound like us.
And they all began to laugh, my husband and two boys and Ralph. They all began to laugh. And Bill said, well, Mama, that's what we was saying. That's what I was talking. Yeah, the dishes are rattling, you know, we're washing dishes.
Oh, and you didn't even recognize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. What's a person who's real easily offended? You might say, well, he sure is